and welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you're listening to 2MCE's longest-running program, Come All Ye. Folk music, right here, right now.
The Western Ocean.
Pete Coe playing melodeon on that track. His wife at the time, Chris Coe, playing hammered dulcimer, Chris Partington playing fiddle, and John Adams playing fiddle and harmonium. Two tunes described as nippy schottisches, Bill Hall's number one and Bill Hall's number two. Before that, opening the program today, we had Pete Coe from the same album, but playing Appalachian dulcimer and singing Across the Western Ocean. Pete Coe used to be a teacher. I don't know whether he still is, but his sleeve notes tend to be a little bit didactic sometimes. But he writes about Across the Western Ocean. Gold was discovered in California in 1848. Brackets. Yes, I thought it was 1849 too. The song was originally a sea shanty telling of the emigrants from Ireland fleeing from famine to seek their fortune in America. Sailors adapted the song, and it later developed into Leave Her, Johnny, Leave Her. But there we heard Across the Western Ocean. And an instrumental. Opening Come All Ye today. Good to have your company. This is a song called Dig Lake Fields, which I think was written by Phil Colclough. Comes to us from an old album by Dadannan, and we'll hear the voices of Mary Black and Dolores Cain.
The sun comes up on Dig Lake Fields, it wakes the milk white hair. The lady tells the stable boy to saddle up the mare. The hands that hold the reins are called, the spurs are polished steel. She'll take the mare without a care to race on Dig Lake Field.
The sun goes down across the town and miners start to rise, and from their beds with sleepy vests to leave their anxious wives. But the troll could never look to get the call below. So hello night, farewell delight, be careful where you go.
Thank you.
Dead Annan, the album Anthem, recorded in 1985, complete with brass section there, a bit before the English group Brass Monkey added an excellent brass section to their efforts. Next one comes from the late Tony Cuff, C-U-F-F-E. He was a member of Jock Tamson's Bairns, terrific Scottish band. He put out a solo album called See Will We Yet. And we're going to hear that song, See Will We Yet, from the words of Walter Watson, originally set to the tune The Wearing of the Green, although this isn't that. And this is, even though it's on a solo album by Tony Cuff, this is him with Jock Tamson's Bairns, See Will We Yet.
Again and see where we are. the cup again and see where we end.
We were listening to Le Retour du Jardinier, a piece of music composed by Jean Blanchard, who, along with Eric Montbel, performed it for us, just for us, on an album called Bagpipes of Central France. And before that, I told you about See Will We Yet from Tony Cuff. Now it's time to introduce you to the featured album on the programme today. It's from a band who formed in a historical country music town, Johnson City, Tennessee, the site of Ralph Stanley's first recording with the Stanley Brothers. The group is called Real Time Travellers, R-E-E-L-T-I-M-E, one word, Real Time Travellers. The album is called Livin' Real Time, Thinkin' Old Time. And that's what it's all about, what it says on the box. Some songs, some instrumentals. The lead vocals tend to come from Martha Scanlon, who plays guitar as well, and Roy Andrade, or perhaps Andrade, he's a banjo player, and Thomas Sneed, who plays mandolin. So there's a fair few voices on this and a good bit of instrumentation as well. There's Heidi Andrade playing fiddle as well, and some acoustic bass on a couple of tracks played by John Herman, who's a pretty well-known person in the world of old-time music. So, Livin' Real Time, Thinkin' Old Time. That's the featured album today by the Real Time Travellers. We'll start off with Bear Creek Blues. Bear Creek Blues from the featured album called Livin' Real Time, Thinkin' Old Time by the Real Time Travellers. Lead vocals there from Martha Scanlon. We'll hear a few more tracks from that before the day is out. Next one comes from John Williams and Dean McGraw, an album called Raven. John Williams was a member of Soulless, or he's a founding member of Soulless, he might still be with them, plays concertina, and Dean McGraw is a fine guitarist. This comes from their first release as a duo called Raven. We'll hear the Gypsy Queen, A Barn Dance.
Yonder don't you see the dove? It's sitting on yon pine, lamenting the loss of its own true love, as I do now for mine. As I do now for you, my love, Mary Ann. If I must suffer grief and pain, it's but for a little while. Though I go away, I'll return again. I go 10,000 miles, my love, Mary Ann. Though I go 10,000 miles, my love, Mary Ann. The waves shall cease to beat the shore, the stars all for all the sky, yet I will love you more and more until the day I die, my love, Mary Ann. Until the day I die.
Scottish singer Hamish Imlach, whose repertoire mostly included humorous songs. He even had a version of The Pub With No Beer. But that was one of his own compositions, a bit more introspective, a song called Mary Ann. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. The next two tracks come from an album called Bright Season by a trio called Bright Season. They were, at the time, Michael J. Tinker playing guitar, Ella Sprung playing fiddle and nickel harper, and Simon Dumbleton playing accordion and piano. They all sing. First track is a shape note hymn called Africa, four-part harmony. They must have a guest on this because there's only three of them in the trio. Otherwise there wouldn't be a trio, would they? So Africa, sacred harp tradition, and then an instrumental, Vankarin Polska and Shotgun, Bright Season.
Now shall my inward joys arise and burst into a song. O mighty love inspires my heart, and pleasure tunes my tongue. God
God on his thirsty Zion's hill, some mercy drops has thrown, and solemn oaths have bound his love to shower salvation down. Why do we then indulge our fears, suspicions and complaints? Is he a God, and shall his grace grow weary of his saints?
Track to follow, a quite sedate one, both from a trio called Bright Season. Tinker, Sprung and Dumbleton. Michael J. Tinker, Ella Sprung and Simon Dumbleton. Starting off with a shape note hymn called Africa, then Van Karin Polska, otherwise known as Shotgun. It was originally a 3-2 hornpipe by the English piper Andy May, but the rest of his band decided it was actually a Swedish polska and called it Shotgun, as in the passenger seat of a car. Back to the featured album now. This is The Real Time Travellers from Tennessee, with a song composed by two members of the band, Roy Andrade and Thomas Sneed, called Maybe the Last Time. Take your partners for a dance, folks. Thank you. maybe the last time, Roy Andrade and Thomas Snead composed that. Roy Andrade plays banjo and Thomas Snead mandolin, and did most of the singing, I guess, on that track. A good one from the featured album. Real Time Travellers is the name of the band from Tennessee. Live in real time, think in old time, with apostrophes after the N, so there's no G's. Live in real time, think in old time. The band doesn't exist anymore. They disbanded not long after that album came out. In 2002, would you believe? We're right up to date here at 2MCE, particularly this program. Bunch of fiddlers now. This is Fiddlers 3 plus 2. The three fiddle players are Bob Christie, Gavin McIntyre and Hector McLeod. And the plus 2, the accordionist Lex Keith and a pianist Bill Hendry. We'll hear Mrs. McLeod of Rassi, Fairy Dance, Mason's Apron, Soldier's Joy, Inver Lasses, Tail Toddle, Sandy Duff, The Kilt Is My Delight, and The Drummer. And they're going to fit all that in 2 minutes 52 seconds. Well, they did it. They got 9 tunes in there and even went back to the first one to finish the set. That was Fiddlers 3 plus 2, Bob Christie, Gavin McIntyre and Hector McLeod playing fiddle, Lex Keith playing accordion and Bill Hendry playing piano. And the 9 tunes were Mrs. McLeod of Rassi, The Fairy Dance, The Mason's Apron, Soldier's Joy, Inver Lasses, Tail Toddle, Sandy Duff, The Kilt Is My Delight and The Drummer. Then they went back to Mrs. McLeod of Rassi. If you think you've heard that last tune somewhere else, you did, right at the beginning of the track. Now, a duo joined the program. A duo, Gren Morris and Sam Stevens, from an album called Hums, H-U-M-S, Hums, Ancient and Modern. This is a Rudyard Kipling poem put to music, as so many of his poems were, by the late Peter Bellamy. This is called Cells. C-E-double-L-S.
like a mutton stick, a mouth like an old potato, and I'm more than a little sick. But I've had me fun of the corporal's guard, and I've caused the cinders to fly, and I'm in the clink for thundering drink, and lacking the corporal's eye. With a second and overcoat under me head, and a beautiful view of the yard, it's packed grill for me and a fortnight CB. For drunk and resisting the guard, I started on canteen porter, I finished on canteen beer, but it was a dose of gin that a mate slipped in. It was that that brought me here. It was that and an extra double guard that rubbed me nose in the dirt, and I fell away with a corporal's stock and most with a corporal's shirt. With a second and overcoat under me head, and a beautiful view of the yard, it's pack drill for me and a fortnight CB. For drunk and resisting the guard, I left my cap in a public house, my boots in a public road, and the Lord knows where, and I don't care where me belt and me tunic gold. They'll stop me pay, they'll take away the stripes I used to wear, but I left me mark on the corporal's face, and I think they'll keep it there. With a second and overcoat under me head, and a beautiful view of the yard, it's packed drill for me and a fortnight CB. For drunk and resisting the guard, my wife she cries at the barrack gate, me kids in the barrack yard. It's not that I mind the orderly room, it's that the court's so hard. I'll make me oath to them both that I'm sure to abstain, but as soon as I'm with me mates and gin, I know I'll do it again. With a second and overcoat under me head, and a beautiful view of the yard, it's packed grill for me and a fortnight CB. For drunk and resisting the guard, mad drunk and resisting the guard. Struth, I sucked it to him so hard. Now it's packed drill for me and a fortnight CB. For drunk and resisting the God.
Oh dear, yes. Rudyard Kipling's poem, Cells, with Peter Bellamy's music. Given to us there by duo from England, Gren Morris and Sam Stevens, from their intriguingly titled album, Hums, Ancient and Modern. Another one now from the featured album. I think you'll work out the title by the end of it.
I ain't gwine drinkin' no more no more, ain't gwine drinkin' no more.
Ain't gwine drinkin' no more no more, ain't gwine drinkin' no more.
Run your mama, run. one hit quick. The old poor liquor done made me sick.
Ain't quite drinking no more, no more. Ain't quite drinking no more. I ain't quite drinking no more, no more. Ain't quite drinking no more. Ain't quite drinking no more, no more. Ain't quite drinking no more.
Yes, you at the back? Yes, correct. The name of the track was Ain't Quite Drinking No More. A message song from the Real Time Travellers and the featured album today, Living Real Time, Thinking Old Time. Just a bit of fun on the program today. We'll move on to something a little more elegant, dare I say. This is a group from Belgium called Mandolin Man, one of my favourite bands from a few years back. I used to play this a lot. This is Contredanse Gent. Thank you.
Cast off the knife. We're sailing away on the spanking new craft. With the fashion and tideless with privities, we'll soon feel the chill of the northern sea breeze. Farewell to you, lassie, I'm sailing the war. Far from your arms to the ice and the snow, and whaling men sail with regrets so that kind, and they often leave love and party behind. For on and for off for the watches we stand, for months among ice with no sight to land. And you standing up and you sleep if you can, and life becomes hell for the wheel chasing man. Straight out all the channel where draining did sleep. Down Africa's west coast to Chimas where he. Then further down south, the storms and gales are there in the path of the men and whales. The ice bottom's thick from the ship's rig and strand. And covers the deck where the gunner man stands. As he calls for more speed when the whale tries to run, and the eyes of the crew watch them back the gun. For on and for off of the watches we stand, for months among ice with no sight to land. And he's standing up and you sleep if you can, and life becomes hell for the wheel chasing man. We chase and we kill and we reave and we plunder. Explosive harpoons tear real life asunder. Our nerves are on edge, no kind words are spoken, and even the minds of some men are broken. At last comes the call from the whale factory ship. The season is over, we're on the home trip. Once more interest shines in the eyes of the men at the thought of seeing their homeland again. For on and for off of the watches we stand, for months among ice with no sight to land. And you standing up and you sleep if you can, and life becomes hell for the wheel chasing band. In your lassie, you'll know why they go. Far from your arms to the ice and the snow. The regrets are assailed, we are new at the end. Long months of lost love, I'm eager to spend. Think not all the money the whaling man makes, but think all the life and the hardship it takes. The rainbow thrills much fold at the end, but it's harder to earn than the desperate they spend. For on and for off of the watches we stand, for months among ice with no sight to land. And ye standing up and you sleep if you can, and life becomes hell for the wheel chasing man.
That's Harry Robertson. Haven't heard much of Harry Robertson on the program, and I should play that album a bit more often because there's some cracking songs on there. Harry Robertson, as you could tell, was a Scot. He was born in Barrheid in Renfrewshire in Glasgow. And after a career in first of all the Navy during the war, Second World War, and Merchant Navy after that, and whalers and all sorts of things. He ended up in Brisbane and was still working on the whaling fleets at the time they finished. And he'd been writing songs and became quite well-known and respected as a singer-composer in the folk scene in this country. So there's a song called Whale Chasing Man, Harry Robertson. Songs of Whaling in Ice and Sun. That's what he was all about. You're listening to Come All Ye. Back to the featured album now for the next track. This is Sally Gooden. Sally Gooden, good version of Sally Gooden, an old song, it is an old song and tune from a featured album, Livin' Real Time, Thinkin' Old Time by the Real Time Travellers. We'll have time for a couple of more real tracks from that album coming up. We'll hear from Julie Murphy next, an album called Black Mountains Revisited. A song called Bethel is about the Druid's Mountain. It's a written song. The words are written by Gareth Owen. Music by Sian Williams. Bethel was written for a play about Menachlog Rhiw in Pembrokeshire. At the heart of the village is the chapel Bethel, where during World War II, American servicemen stationed there would worship alongside the villagers. They've kept in touch ever since. The play also deals with the recent attempt by the Ministry of Defence to use this part of Pembrokeshire as a firing range and their intention to empty the village of its inhabitants. The people of the area protested and won. Why am I telling you all this? Because it's in Welsh.
A fi'n gweini ar y hyn thought I had got a glass. Dyma fynydd Pyrr Union, gwrthrymder yn fflamarau hynd. Olau traed ti dros y bryniau, sŵn y siantiau ar y gwyn. Dream and go. Dyma fethel, y gwir fethel, y gan dringo ti yn dyw. Dyma fynydd ein cydwybod, a broen i byniaeth ein barn. Dŵr y cleddau iwnio ddonen, a chyfaredd yw bob Dyma frog o'r wel gyfrin, amserau a blethau'n tynnu. Presennol dy byd a gwyddo, misg y grig a redyn crin. Dyma fethel, y gwir fethel, y denau gysgo dream yn byw.
Fynydd y darwyddon.
Dyma fethyr.
Dŵr y cleddau.
Fynydd cyrraeion.
Dyma fynydd y darwyddon.
Dyma fethyr.
Dŵr y cleddau.
Fynydd cyrraeion.
Dyma fethyr. Y gwir fethyr. Y denau gysgo dream yn byw. Dyma fethyr. Y gwir fethyr. Can dringo ti a'n dyw Dyma fethel, y gwir fethel Y denau gysgo dream yn byw Dyma fethel, y gwir fethel Y can dringo ti a'n dyw Dringo ti a'n dyw Dringo
Thank you. Tanya. Pleasant trees are much the same. So many years, so little change. No one thinks to question why. No one looks you in the eye. Past the long neglected car. In suburban yards, wearing ceremonial frowns, round the village up and down, bless the people, beat the bounds. While Abraham Brown is whistling Britannia. Pause a while by 9 hours reach. Smith to make his speech. Fuel the hatred, stoke the fear. The same as he does every year. But a different voice descends from a rusted old Mercedes Benz. A ragged girl, 21, sits laughing in the winter sun near the figures of her fun. Is whistling Britannia. Sat behind the broken wheel, soft top gone, nothing left to steal. Broken shades upon her eyes, oblivious to cloudy skies, laughing at her own regrets, smoking homemade cigarettes. Parade is another's farce. The emperor's clothes revealed at last. Our innocence, like Eve, says past. And Abraham Brown is whistling Britannia. The pride of man is a brutal thing, fragile as an insect's wing. The march resumes. Half-muttered outrage sows the wounds. As we leave, I turn to see the scourge of our society, enthroned in her audacity, the wielder of cruel mockery. I think she maybe smiled at me. Was whistling Britannia.
Always interesting, that fellow. That's John Bowden with a song called Beating the Bounds. The sleeve notes tell us that John's second solo album is a post-industrial song cycle that considers the life of a rural community after the oil has run out. This is the first of a three-song sequence chronicling the relationship between an unnamed protagonist and the gypsy's daughter. And before that, Mozart meets the Ozarks, or the Appalachians anyway, duo Belshazzar's Feast with Rondo a la Turkey. So Rondo a la Turk, or Turka, I should say, Rondo a la Turka by Mozart. Then Turkey in the Straw, you'd recognise. There's even a bit of Yakety Sax in there. Very weird. Paul Hutchinson and Paul Sarton. Changed the pace considerably now. This is Alan Bell, who came from Lancashire and played concertina. This is a song called So Here's to You. And he wrote, when friends, old or new, part, it's sometimes difficult to express thoughts or feelings at the time. Hence, this song of leaving. So, here's to you.
When first we met, complete total strangers, we didn't know if we could be friends. How soon we've come to know each other. So now I know we will meet again. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. We've talked of dreams and the good tomorrows, of yesterdays with their dark despair. We've had our share of love and sorrow, so now we part as friends who care. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past.
A long, long road now lies before me, and fate will lead me where it will, all through the valleys and over mountains. I'll not forget and remember you still.
So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass.
That's Alan Bell from an album called The Definitive Collection. The Definitive Collection, presumably, of Alan Bell's songs. That was certainly a good one, called So Here's to You. Nice voice, and that's one of those songs that make people want to sing along, I think. Another farewell now. This is Elzik's farewell from the featured album Living Real Time, Thinking Old Time by the Real Time Travellers. Elzik's farewell has a bit of a checkered past. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's had various things written about it that aren't quite accurate. It's been attributed to good old Mr. Traditional, but really it was composed by Harvey G. Elswick. There was a West Virginia fiddle player named French Carpenter. He reckoned that his ancestor, whose name was Elzik, played the melody as a farewell before marching off to fight in the American Civil War. But that wasn't right. It was Harvey Elswick, sure enough, who played the tune at the request of his mother, who was on her deathbed at the time. So it was Elzik's farewell to his mother. It's a quite cheery tune. So here's Elzik's farewell by Real Time Travellers. That might be the last one we'll hear from the featured album today. We'll go now to Battlefield Band. Haven't played them on the program for a while. Most remiss of me. This is Bloomin' Caroline of Edinburgh Town, a song that would have been spread orally and on a ballad sheet originally. This comes from an album, a compilation album, really. Battlefield Band Beg and Borrow, sharing music shared by the Scottish and Irish traditions. And I'll follow that with an instrumental from Battlefield Band.
Ye blithesome lads and lassies, attend unto my fame. It's of a beautiful fair one was hastened in her prime. Her cheeks they were a rosy red, admired by all around, and they called her Bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh town. Now lad, a-courting her he came. When her parents came to know, they were angry he had the same. Young Henry being offended, he unto her did say, "Rise up, my bloomin' Caroline, for we must go away. And we will go to London time, to London with great speed. And when that we're in London, we'll live happy there indeed." She gathered up her costly clothes, the stars came tripping down, and away went bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh town. But scarce a half a year, when cruel-hearted Henry on her did prove severe. Your friends and your parents, well, they oft-times on me frown. Make no delay, but beg your way back to Edinburgh town. Take pity on her, while others on her frown. And some do say, "What made you stray from Edinburgh town?" She leaned her back against an oak, and she began to cry. To watch the small boats and the ships on the sea as they pass by. Three sighs she gave for Henry. "Why did you on me frown? Don't you mind the day we stole away from Edinburgh town?" Her bonnet and cloak, likewise a note, she left upon the shore. And in this note these lines were wrote: "Alas, I am no more. I'm fast asleep all in the deep, the small fish wavering round. I was once the bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh town." So come all ye tender parents, and never hinder love. For if ye do, hard fortune will surely on ye prove. For if ye do, hard fortune will surely on ye frown. For it broke the heart of Caroline from Edinburgh time. I was once the bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh time.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
Well, there's a bit of a mix-up, all sorts of variations on better-known tunes. The one in the middle there, the Fairy Reel, was originally, well, not originally, it was composed by Nathaniel Gow, Largo's Fairy Dance, but it turns into the Fairy Reel. That setting from Willie Clancy, I think. And before, or starting that set, the whole Chicken in the Soup, a Sleeve Lucre version of a tune known in Ulster as Maggie Pickens. And there's an older Scottish song set to it called Whistle Oor the Leavoit. So they're all a bit mixed up. Anyway, that's Battlefield Band. Before that, Blooming Caroline of Edinburgh Town. Blooming as in glowing, not... Oh, Blooming Caroline. That's not what they meant. Thank you for your company today. I'm going to leave you now with a song from Doggerland, featuring the wonderful voice of Richard Burgess. A song called The Sun Never Sets... The Sun Never Shines on the Poor. A reminder once again, the featured album was by Real Time Travellers, called Livin' Real Time, Thinkin' Old Time. And I think it's good. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll come back and we can share another program together real soon. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
And sweet as they play an old Christmassy carol. Night is as black as a dark night in hell. What kind of a place can this be? People like hermit crabs run into doorways, fearing to say, do you feel as downtrodden as me? Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, the devil rings on your bell. For the future looks black as the fall, and the sun never shines, though the sun never shines on the poor. Of his gold and his plate, his house and his car and his women. The poor man, he dreams of his one-roomed estate and his wage packet short of one shilling. The last penny falls through an hole in your jeans. Ain't that the way when you're down? Walking in circles for the rest of your life, feeling so low the chin scrapes along on the ground. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, the devil rings on your bell. For the future looks black as before, when the sun never shines, though the sun never shines on the moon. Some of the people are crippled and lame, and they can never stand up true and steady. Some of the people are poor in the head, like the simpleton fools that you say. Most of the people are poor in the heart. It's the worst kind of poor. It's the worst kind of poor you can be. Ting a ring, ting a ling, the devil rings on your bell. Oh, the future looks black as before, when the sun never shines, oh, the sun never shines on the poor.
You've been listening to Camaldi, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website camaldi.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts